We began yesterday a long journey and a long sugya of the Klal Leitvisa of when you're allowed to grab, when not, and why not. When and why not. The Gemara's Maskon over here was, that's what Tosfos brings down. The Gemara's Maskon over here is, the more we derive from Maaseh Behema. By the way, that Raya blives, the Raya remains till the end. They have arrived from Maaseh Behema, the Tukva Kurim Majim Yoda, you can't grab. If the Kurim be able to grab, then it would be, wait to Mohina Mohina Shakurim. That Raya blives Maskon. So, Tosfos is Sakasha from the Gemara Daf Kuvveis. The one of Kuvay says that when the guy comes at the end of the month, meaning the Bible comes at the end of the month, on the Suffolk, the month is a month that's a Suffolk whether you have to pay for it or not. When he comes at the end of the month, Shmuel said that this guy's office. Like there's a kasha, it's stuck for crying. Like the kasha, what's up is it's stuck for crying? The guy grabs something, you're talking about money. The entire now is about money. The Bible, the entire now is about money. So, right now, I'm asking you for money. I was like, all right, what's this one? The answer is that Tosfos took on for granted that the correct shak over there is not always a real raya. The correct shak is more kama. Because since the sheriff of the suffix, whether or not I have to go ahead and pay for the 13th month is whether I had the right to use it for 13 months without paying. And on that shiloh, of did you have a right to live there, more kama paskins, I want to stress, what does that mean, the more kama paskins? It means on the shiloh of the usage of the karka, the one with the bottom of the karka says the usage is mine. Marakama doesn't say the karka is mine. Marakama says that the usage is mine also. So on the shiloh of the usage, he's the balabas. So then why over there does the guy not have to pay? It's because he was typhus. What was he typhus? He was typhus the diur, and he was typhus the living, he was typhus the shtamshas. Which means a very, very interesting shot there. That Shmuel over there says that when you come at the end of the month, so you don't have to pay because I'm waiting for a raya, it's not because of the money. That's not the nidin. The need in this because you grabbed the living, they already arranged the living, so I grabbed the living of the month there, and the living of the month, I was typhus. That means, let me say it in a different nusach. Saying I'm waiting to mechaveh all of a raya on the money has no consequence. Saying I'm waiting to mechaveh all of a raya on the money has no consequence. The money is not the issue. The issue is who's the more accountable, the usage of this house, on this rental. And on that we said, more accountable paskins. So the reason why you allowed us to have a second raya is because you grabbed the month already. So the month is by you. Well, the month is by you because you grabbed the month. So you see a tuck for coin, you're allowed to grab, you're allowed to change, you're allowed to go be moitzi. Emphatize is a big rule, the first big rule of the sugya. So over there the guy was tough as beheter. Well, the guy was tough as beheter. So therefore, he becomes a mozik and you're allowed to go change the mozakas. So now I grabbed the month already and the month is by me. I don't have to pay. As I state in Tosfos, that there's a new Yisrael called Tavas Beheta, even against the Marakama, correct? We'll talk. As I state in Tosfos. So we spoke about yesterday, state in Tosfos, that it's called Nichas Beheta, that was our one. We spoke about Tosfos, state in this Tosfos, that when you're a Tavas Beheta, so then you become a Muzik. We spoke about Tosfos, that Tosfos holds that when it's toughest beheta, there's no machlekes, everybody agrees it works, not like Rashi, who learns that when it's toughest beheta, there's machlekes. We spoke on Tosfos, the last thing yesterday, that if the word is that everybody agrees he can be toughest beheta, so how can you go be point to Maaseh Behema? Halei, the crane has a finger in it, he has a tzatzkiya. We said yesterday, it's not called a tzatzkiya. That's not called a tzatzkiya. That you have to come on to Yenna guy's agreement, that's not called a tzatzkiya, as opposed to Rashi holds it is. Let's go further now in the first half of Tosfos, let's theorize. So what did Tosfos say over here? Tosfos says, the kasha from going over there and Daf Kuf Beis on the Beis. Shmuel over there says that when you come at the end of the month, so we say, what's about raya? So Tosfos, what, on the money? The money's not the topic. The land is the topic. The deer is the topic. And that we have more kama. Elamai, you grab the month. That's stuck for kain. And Tosfos over there was talking for Tafsa Beheter. Nichas Beheter. So the big problem over there is, and this is going to play a central role in the coming days now. So what does Rav Nachman argue over there? I asked you to see today, Nachman dings. The Nachman over there says, no, kakam cheske b'alei omedes. Fekz the chakasha, what's the problem? The guy grabbed it. That was yesterday, but today I grabbed the month. I grabbed the usage, and it was beheter. What does Rav Nachman hold when Rav Nachman came along and said that kakam cheske b'alei omedes? Does he argue on this klal of nichas beheter? Is that the pshat? Kakam cheske b'alei omedes? He argues on the pshat of nichas beheter. He holds you can't go change the psak. He holds metziah miyada, even when it's nichas beheter. You could say it like that theoretically. But the Pashup Shad, the development of is, and we're building now, because we're going to build a whole build of binyan on this. The Pashup Shad, the development of Pashad and Toysus is, and by the way, it's interesting, Toysus doesn't even discuss with Nachman. Toysus doesn't say in his Kasha, and you know, about Nachman said like me. Toysus in his Teretz, and says, Toysus didn't discuss with Nachman. I'm saying a major deal over here. But like, according to the way Toysus was like one daf kubbeis, so Rav Nachman is the Pashtus. Rav Nachman says, what do you mean? You grab it, you can't grab. Toysus doesn't mention Rav Nachman, not in the Kasha, not in the Teretz. It's the Pashup Shad is, and that's what the Velt says, and that's the whole Velt, the Shad of Nachman is. And Nachman says something else completely. Nachman says that by land you can't do Tvisa. Not the Shad is that Vibalt was Marakama, and therefore talk for Koyim Batim Yodah, you can't change the Psak. No, you do it. The Balbatish, a technical Zach. Kakam Cheskel Balabatish means that the land, wherever it is, belongs to the Balam. So there's no active Tvisa. You can't move it. You can't move Kakam from place A to place B. It means the Oilam of Nachman agrees 100% that when there's a Mosek, and you send it to Vel Raya, and you grab a Heter, you could. And over here you did grab the head, but you can't grab. You can't grab land. So you can't change the location of the land. The Yisrael of Tfisa is, it often is by you, and now it's by me. But land is always wherever it is. You can't take the land and pick it up and move it from place to place. So the Pashup Shad of Rav Nachman is, Rav Nachman said, Karka b'cheskes b'alei medes, he wasn't responding to the time of Shmuel. Shmuel said it was good. Shmuel said you grabbed it. And Shmuel said it was beheter. And Shmuel says we say, I'm with the of Raya when it's Tfisa beheter. But by land, you can't grab land. You can't grab the land. So the land is mighty by the guy. So there's no talk for Kayim Matsi or Aimatsi, and because of others, you can't grab all the land, because land, wherever it is, belongs to the Bible. That for sure is the Pashup Shad of Rav Nachman. And then the Machlokes of Nachman of Shmuel is not about the Klolim of talk for Kayim Matsi and Aimatsi. That's not what they argue about. They argue whether or not by land you can grab. What does Shmuel hold, by the way? I want to fear ice. What does Shmuel hold? Shmuel holds that you can grab the usage of the land. The usage of the land I grab. Whether or not you can grab land itself, you're shlaim bazeh. But over there, I'm not grabbing the land itself to say it's mine. I'm grabbing the usage. And if you're grabbing the usage, that's called tafsa koin. Over there, it's ein matzim miyadoi, because the guy did it beheter. That's the summary of the machlekas of Shmuel and Rav Nachman, the Fida Havana of Tosfos over there, in daf kuf beis on the base. No, he holds the shamshus as karka. That's the machlekas. Yeah, we still see it by the other guy, because he didn't take an object. You sat in the land. You can't take land. Land is always by any guy, including the Ishtamshus. Okay, Shmuel's the Chiddush over here, by the way. Not Rav Nachman. The word is, what did you do? You grabbed the land, you took the land, you sat in the land, right? You didn't take it to yourself. That's called Kakam Cheskel Avedis. You can't do a Tfisa on land, and in Mele, you can't do a Tfisa on the usage either. The usage is not separate from the land. And that's what Rav Nachman said, Kakam Cheskel Avedis, in which case, Rav Nachman didn't get himself involved in this controversy. At Khan, the first half of Tosfos, that squeezed out of a Gemara over there, you saw it. I'll talk for crying with seeing the other, and you'll aim at seeing, but he said over there it's Nechas Beheter. At Khan, the Tosfos. In Rashi over there in Daf Kufayz, Rashi learns the whole Gemara there differently than Tosfos. It's a fascinating Rashi. And the way Rashi learns the Gemara, I think it would be correct to say, it's a hemshach to what I said yesterday. From Rashi, there's no ride from the Gemara to the topic over there. There's a Malbol Dikur Rashi over there. If you don't mind, please turn to Daf Kufayz. I'm going to learn the Rashi inside to see, did he learn like Tosfos? I'm working out of Tosfos and I'm saying the following. How do we learn the Machlekes over there of Shmuel and Rav Nachman? Shmuel, who says that the guy is a Tofos, that's based on what? Shmuel holds that the guy is a Tofos, that's based on what? That's based on the din of chapping, because you chap the usage. And Rav Nachman doesn't argue with that. No, he holds that Karka B'chazwal Avez, he can't do a Tfisa. Let's learn the Rashi inside together. I want to show you a few red flags in Rashi over here. The Rashi Baistas learns differently, and the Rashi learns differently directly in response to the Lomdus that we said yesterday. Let's see the Rashi inside. What you live there, we don't take away from you. And what's not? So Rashi says, next Rashi, Kula Lamaskir, Hamid Karka Becheskes Balea. Seifa Chodesh, Kula Secher, Hamid Momen Alcheskosi. So first of all, right here, I have a diuk in Rashi, not like Tosfos. A diuk. It's going to get much worse. First, I have a diuk in Rashi, not like Tosfos. What's this? If you come at the beginning of the Chodesh, who wins? You come at the beginning of the Chodesh, who wins? The what do you call it? Wins the Marakama wins? Because I came to be a Chodesh, I told you to leave. So we put the, so Beth and Paskin, Tami Mama Chaskosa, we give it to, what do you call it, right? We give it to who? We give it to the Marakama. Look at Rashi. Hamid Karka B'cheskes Bolad. If you come in the end of the month, so then the Seicher wins. Why does the Seicher win? Hamid Mama Nachaskosa. Which moment did he mean, by the way? He meant the money that you want me to pay, or he meant the diurin, how do you, the living there? Pashmashana Rashi, he means the money that I want for you, right? right there, there's already a remez. It's not like Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the reason why at the end of the month I let you keep it is not because of the money, because the money wasn't the topic. According to Tosfos, the topic was the living. What's happening when we're not so you already grabbed the living. I'm saying a diuk. But it's a shame to dirk. When Rashi says Hamid Momanach is closer to the end of the month, he meant the money of the cash of the payment, or he meant the living. It's very not mashma. I mean, the other one agrees that it's very not mashma. He meant the living there, that you grabbed the living already. I already took the living already. The living is by me. You want to make me pay for the living? You want to make me pay for the shtamshus? I already took it. Rashi's not mashma like that. Rashi the Seif Achredish Kula Shech Hamid Momanach is closer. He means Hamid Momanach is closer that you grabbed the shtamshus. You'll agree with me. Pashim Shana Rashi is. He means the money. And first of all, that's already not like Rashi. It means Rashi says that the reason for Shmuel is because of the money, not because of the living. That's one thing. But it's unfortunate in the next Rashi. Look at the Rashi, Rav Nachman, Omer Karka, Bechesed, Belem, Ledes. Here Rashi gives it away. Rashi says, Rav Nachman, Omer Karka, Bechesed, Belem, Ledes, Vafilu, Bob, Vesefach, Vedesh, Kula, Lamaskir. Stop right here. According to what I just said, what should have Rashi had said, why Kula, Lamaskir? Even if you come at the end of the month, because you can't grab land. Agreed? What should Rashi have said? Because you can't grab land. That's the Pashtun of Nachum. Rashi says not like that. Rashi says, Shasofik lo yachshuv neila. The Sofik didn't start now. It started at the beginning of the month. Bahamid karka al cheskosi. And if the Sofik started at the beginning of the month, so then it's the Sofik on the karka. Passing the more common. So you lived in your friend's sach. Because the Sofik already started away in the beginning of the month. And the beginning of the month, we pass in Morakama, and you lived in somebody else's land, then you have to pay. As I state over here in Rashi. So there's a massive Lushitas over here, and I want to build Shitas Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that the Pshat of Rav Nachman is the way I just said, which is Kamat Mukhor Chlefi Taisis. Al Taisis said that the Pshat of Shmuel is that the reason why the Seichah doesn't have to pay at the end of the month is because he grabbed the month already. He grabbed the Beheter. He grabbed the month from who? From the Masker. So what's Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman argues on that. Tais Namash like that. Rav Nachman, the difference is, by the way, if Rav Nachman argues, then you're talking about a world war between Rav Nachman and Shmuel, whether or not you're allowed to chop the heter or not, that goes into the Klali Tfisa. So Tais doesn't even bother saying anything. Rav Nachman passes holds, like I said, there's no Tfisa, you can't grab it. Rashi says before it's not like that. Rashi says before it's a whole lumpish of Shana Rav Nachman. That the reason why we say Karka, Bechesli Balaam Edes, is because we don't look at the Suffolk as starting now, we look at the Suffolk as starting yesterday. What does he want? What is he saying? The Bir Advarm is as follows. If you notice, in the Gemara over there in Kuf Beis, when the Gemara brings down Shmuel, the Gemara says, Shmuel Am Baba Em Tzachodesh Askin, Am Baba Tchilas Achodesh Kul Amaskir, Baba Seif Achodesh. You notice Rashi had a Girsa of Baal of Bezdin Bem Tzachodesh. So that Baal of Bezdin. He came to Bezdin at the beginning of the month. Rashi doesn't say Baal. When did you come? You didn't come. Rashi says Baal of Bezdin. What am I bringing out from this diuk? And Rashi is beforeish that the Shaila was, what was the Suffolk? Was the Suffolk on the money or the Suffolk was on the house? Rashi says that the Machlekes of Nachman and Shmuel is, when is the Suffolk Chal? When I come at the end of the month, when is the Suffolk Chal? I come at the end of the month. When is the Suffolk Chal? The Suffolk Chal when I came to Bezdin, because that's when the Suffolk started. Zok Tosfos, Zok Rashi, Bavol, the Bezdin, the Emsa, Chodesh, Vomol, the Tzemi, Basi, the Tenlis, Chodesh, Devich, the Sapkul, the Ezra, Loshin, etc., etc., etc. So we say, Hamid, Karka, Chaskos, Chaskos, Bala, Kula, Masker, Hamid. So, when was the Suffolk Chal? First of all, Rashi state that there's a topic of when is the Suffolk Chal? Look in the Loshin of Rav Nachman. Bafil, Bobas, the Chodesh, the Suffolk, Loy, Achshav, Noilad. Those are the key five words. When was the Suffolk Noilad? In Rashi, it's Metuyik, the Tatsu Rav Nachman, Ding Don Shmuel, Bir Hadvarm. According to Shmuel, when I come at the end of the month and I ask you for money, when is the Suffolk Noilad? The Suffolk is Noilad now, when I came. Suffolk's Noilad now? Now the Suffolk's Noilad? So what's the Suffolk on? Money. How much have we over here? Shtei Mefurish, not like we said yesterday in Tosfos. This is the crux of the Machlekes of Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds, that Shmuel holds, when you come at the end of the month, the Suffolk wasn't Noilad at the beginning of the month. We don't have a general Suffolk of who belongs to. The Suffolk was Noilad now. Baal of Bezdin. You came now. This is where the Suffolk started. So what was the Suffolk that broke out? What was the Suffolk that came to Bezdin? What was the Suffolk that was in front of Bezdin? You know what that Suffolk was? Money. Money? How much did Rav Nachman argue? What did Rav Nachman argue? What did Rav Nachman argue? Rav Nachman didn't argue on anything that Shmuel said. What Rav Nachman argued was that the Suffolk didn't start today. 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 That's not where the Suffolk started. The subject didn't start today. The subject started yesterday, the beginning of the month. It means the subject today is not about the money. The subject is about the usage. The usage. We have a psakim, we have a raya. We pass it the Morakam already. So the reason why I ding on shul is not because I hold that you can't make a tefisa on karka. That's not the agenda. The reason why I ding on shul is because we already paskin. We passed in the Sofik. In the first Shmuel, Meduyuk in Toit Rashi. So it's Meduyuk in Rashi. What did Shmuel ding? Well, Shmuel's ding around that. What did he ding on it? Shmuel held no, the Sofik is not yesterday. The Sofik is today. And today, the ding, the needed is on money. Menachem said, no. The Sofik wasn't Noilin now. The Sofik was Noilin yesterday. And what is Mashem in Rashi? That according to Shmuel, the Sofik was Noilin now. The Sofik is Noilin now. I don't work with the Barakam of yesterday. I work with the money of now. Which means, that according to Rashi, the machlekes of Shmuel and Rav Nachman was the lumdus that we said yesterday. Is the topic the money or the topic is the karka? Yesterday, I asked the kasha on Tosis. Tosis said you grabbed. Come at the end of the month, you grabbed. We said grabbed what? The handler right now is the money. I said yesterday. Now I'm handling money. I'm not handling grabbing anything. The guy didn't grab money. He said, no, you grabbed the usage. Who's handling the usage? That was the big cash we asked on Tyson yesterday. Who's handling the usage? Who's talking about the usage over here? We're talking about money. So he said no, that even though I came at the end of the month and I asked you for money, I didn't come till now, but the shirish of the Sofik was, who's the usage belong to? And that the Marakama Kapaskin. That Yisoid was a no-brainer to Tyson. Yeah, Mason Never? That Yisoid, what Rashi brings down, Pshana of Nachman and Kuvbeis, was Poshet to Tyson that everybody holds of it. This Yisoid that Tosfos speaks out, that Rashi speaks out in Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman held the Sofik is not Neila today, the Sofik is Neila yesterday, Hagam, that you only arrived in Bezdin the first time at the end of the month to ask for money. The whole Sofik only appeared on the desk of Bezdin at the end of the month when the guy asked for money. I want money. The guy moved out already, he's not there anymore, and I'm being today, you cash. Says Rashi, Rav Nachman holds, no, the Sofik started yesterday. Miduik, there was a Shmuel hold. That no, the Sofik started now. Now the Sofik's on money. In Tosfos of yesterday, here's the big raid. In Tosfos of yesterday, it was a no-brainer that what Rav Nachman said, like Rashi, what Rashi said to Rav Nachman Kuvei, that was a no-brainer, it's a double poshet, that the Sofik is not on the money. The Sofik is on the land, even at the end of the month. Because the shirish of the Sofik is not about money. The money is just a derivative. The money is just a talada. The money is just a tzitzah. The shirish of the Sofik is, did you have a right to use this land for free or not? And that the Marakama Paskin. And Mela Tosfos had a major kasha. What's Pshat and Shmuel? What do you mean I'm Raya? You grab the usage. The usage is his. The topic is the usage. The topic's not the money. No, boss, you grab the usage. You're a tough for coin. Beheter, Thomas, got some isa. Rashi, according to Rashi, Tosfos' kasha doesn't start from there. According to Rashi, Tosfos' kasha doesn't start. According to Rashi, Tosfos' kasha doesn't start. What did Shmuel say? Shmuel came along and said, I'm waiting to make a Velva Raya. For Tosfos' kasha, what do you mean? I'm waiting to make a, you grab. What did I grab? What's up with you grabbed? I grabbed the money. The money's by me. Because of the know, the money's with me already 1,000 years. Elamai grabbed the usage. Who's talking about the usage? The usage is over. Right now, the din Torah, the noila of Sofik is now. And the Sofik, which was noila now, is on the money. It's not on the usage b'chal. So according to Rashi, the Pshat and Shmuel is not that I grabbed. I didn't grab anything because that's the whole Yisoid of Shmuel. The whole Yisoid of Shmuel is the rate that we said yesterday. That the din Torah, the noila of Sofik is now. And if not, the noila of Sofik was chal at the time of the money. So right now, the din Torah is on the money. We said, wait, it's a mechav el mariah. Like Rabbi Kivei Engel took on for the Rav Poshet. What did Rav Nachman answer back? Rav Nachman answered back yesterday's raid. Rav Nachman said, no. But Becheska's Marakami, he didn't answer back and say that you don't make me a tefisa. There's no tefisa going on there, Bechal. There's no tefisa going on there. According to Rashi, I didn't make a tefisa there because according to Rashi, the agenda was the money. So according to Rashi, we never found over there that you're allowed to grab. The reason why Shmuel over there said, what's a veil of Raya is because you're coming to mend the money and the money's by me. What did Rav Nachman answer back? So what did Rav Nachman answer back? Because the answer is he answered back and said, no, the din Torah is not on the money, the din Torah is on the karka. You'll tell me, maybe I grabbed the karka already. Talk for crime, but see me other. There's no problem with that Gemara. So there's no problem for Shmuel, there's no problem for Rav Nachman. The machlekes, according to Rashi, still the fact Rashi of Mefurish. Rashi says Mefurish, that the machlekes from Nachman and Shmuel revolves around the machlekes from Kiveger and Tosfos of yesterday. What is the din Torah on Kufbeis and Mebeis about? Is it about the money or is it about the karka? Shmuel holds this kid, you came at the end of the month. Since you came at the end of the month, So at the end of the month, and that's with Noel and a Sofik, Baal the Bezdin. When did I come to Bezdin? When did the Sofik start? The Sofik started when I came in the money stage. So the Sofik's on money, I said, all right, the money's by me. I didn't grab the money, I didn't do a tfisa. And what of Nachmadin? Hala, everything's good, the ball game's over. What are you going to tell me? You can't grab karka. Listen to the beauty. Listen to the beauty. What are you going to tell me according to Rashi? I can't grab karka. Who's talking about grabbing karka? Listen to the beauty. Rashi killer there on Nachman says he can't grab karka. Because what Shmuel said is the money's the topic and the money's by me. So anytime you can't grab karka, we're talking about money. Here the Shitasi. Vibalt Rashi learned up Shad and Shmuel. That Shmuel came along and said that the reason why he said Mitzvah of Rai is because the Din Torah now is on money. Vibalt the Din Torah is on money. We say Mitzvah of Rai. What did Nachman say? You can't grab karka. Who's talking about grabbing? That's Niflum Mori, Lamita Shal Torah. So the minute that Rashi said that the Pshad and Shmuel is Hamid Momin Alches Kasai, because Shmuel said the opposite of Tosfos Pshat yesterday, Shmuel said that the Poshim Pshat is that the suffix is about money. So Rashi had a catastrophe. Vibal Rashi learned Shmuel Kipshuta, the way you all learned before Tosfos, before the big raid of yesterday. You all learned Rashi learned the Sugi is Hamid Alches Kasai without asking for money. Vibal says, what do we not think? What do you tell me? You can't grab Kaka, Vireta Vegan grabbing, Vireta Vegan Kaka, Bachal, what about money? The money was by me. What could Rav Nachman argue? Rashi comes up with a whole pshat of yesterday's pshat of Tosfos, that the pshat is that we're not handling the money, b'chol. We're not handling the money. What's that? Piece? That means Rashi had a problem. Nachman Karka. Rashi didn't understand the Gemara over there. Shmuel's pshat. You came at the end of the month. You're asking for money. Hamid Mamanah Cheskosik. By the way, the it's blamed. Kula Lamaskir Hamid Karka B'cheskos Baleh. The Kula L'Sefachadish Hamid Mamanah Cheskosik. In the beginning of the month, the topic is the Karka. In the end of the month, the topic is the Mamin. So Rashi had a catastrophe. What's the income Nachman? What's the Nachman say? Karka? Who cares? But the suffix now is not the karka. The suffix is the money. What do you tell me? You can't grab karka? Who's talking about grabbing? Who's talking about the money? I didn't grab the karka. Topic's not about the karka. So Rashi had his back to the wall. Rashi had no choice but to learn that the pshat of Nachman is that the we don't say how many mamanach haskos. We don't say why not? Plus epis. The topic is now, no, Rashi is a gantzavart. Because the suffix which started now, it didn't start now. The suffix already started. I had only appeared in Bezdin now. Machneshois, about the sherish of the suffix was here all along of Tois Losh Arishon, Tois Losh Anachrin, which is whether or not you had the right or not. So the sherish of the suffix said, that's called Neil at a suffix at the beginning of the month. Says Rav Nachman, you can't use the tool of a Vaitze Mechavei Avaraya on the money to go pask in the Shaila, because the Shaila is not a Shaila in money. It's a Shaila in Karka. The Mele Lefi Rashi, nowhere in that Gemara did it say anything about Tfisa. Nowhere in that Gemara did it say anything about Tfisa. Rav Shmuel said a simple Vart, that the Vart is we give the money to who it is, and the only response, then it's a Pelos. Rashi had his back to the wall. What could Shana Rav Nachman? Plus, think to Rav Nachman, what do you tell me, King Karka? We're not talking about Karka, don't want the money. He says, a whole shtick of Torah. Karka Ches Bala, by the way, it's Deuchik. In the Gemara. Because according to Rashi, what did Rachman say? Who cares? Ah, he's saying a whole part that the latest Asafik wasn't today, it was yesterday. Ikachosamea Sefer, by the way. According to Rashi, according to Taisis, what's more Geshmak? According to Taisis, everybody knew all along that the Dintar wasn't on the money. Everybody knew all along that the Dintar was on the Karka. Everybody knew all along that you grabbed. What did Rachman answer? Karka Chesbalah, can't grab Karka. That's all he said. According to Rashi, they hold that the topic wasn't the karka. The topic was the money. And the dintoya was the money. So, effects of Hakasha, no, so what if Nachman answers karka, chesbel, but who cares? We're handling the money. So, Rashi, a whole shtick of Torah, a whole shtick of Kali. No! It's not Noel at a Suffolk now. The Suffolk was Noel yesterday. And on yesterday, it's karka, chesbel. That's a major addition to the words of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say this addition, that the word is. I mean, Rav Nachman's ikavort wasn't karka. Rav Nachman's ikavort is, he made a mistake on what the Suffolk is. Do means that the Suffolk is now, and it's on money. And therefore, we pass the words of Gavariah. You have a toy. The suffix on the karka. That means what Tosis took for a davar plushit yesterday, that it's a no-brainer that the suffix on the karka. And the money's not the suffix. Tosis learns that Rashi learns that the machlekes between Shmuel and Rav Nachman. And the shurish of the machlekes is, when does the suffix break out? When is the suffix noilad? Is the suffix noilad when it appears in Bezdin, which when you come at the end of the month, the suffix is relevant to money, and then the money's how much you buy and go fly a kite? Or is the suffix noilad in the shurish of the suffix, which is back then, in which case the deed is on the karka, and the yisoid that Tosis took on for davar poshit, which Rabbi Kivega screamed at, the yisoid that he took on for davar poshit, that Rabbi Kivega screamed at, is according to Rashi, Machlekes Rashi of Shmuel and of Nachman. That's the Veltz Machlekes over here. So according to Rashi, there's no tefisa going on here. According to Rashi, no tefisa going on here. Shmuel wasn't talking about tefisa, Shmuel was talking about the money. And the machlekes of Shmuel and Nachman is, when was the suffix noilad, whether yesterday's raid is correct or not.
Why is
this
the same as
the topic? Why not? Rabbi Kivega held like that. We had this argument last night, if my memory serves me correct. It's all the same thing. It was over the practical suffix.
Why is that the same as the topic, and Rashi sees him as a cipher?
I'm sorry, Sink.
Krishna says that he grabbed his puppets if you're downing the shy with the karka. Rashi says that
you downing the puppets because you grabbed the karka.
Rashi doesn't have a through in Ramnachman.
Rashi does all Rashi holds. It's a double posture. Talk about crying, but see the other. Rashi doesn't have any problems. You're not allowed to grab the karka, so no brainer.
He could. He applies in Tzener because he holds that it's double posture that you can't.
You can take your pick. I don't need to say that. I can say you can't grab because talk for coming to the other. I don't need to have any problems. And Nachman don't have any problems. Problem is Shmuel. Why does he win? And Nachman's not a problem b'chom. That's Niflamoid in Hamadas and Machlekes of Taisus connected to Rashi and that foot base. So according to Rashi, the Moshe, you don't have a mucker that Dichas Behet to work. That Gemara's not going to get the thesis. No thesis going on in that Gemara there. That's Niflamoid, Lamita Shaltaira, the new machlekes of Rashi, of Nachman and Shmuel, in the Etzim raid that we said yesterday, Bechoyra, that's Emes of Shat. All that is the Taisus. Now we begin one of the hardest things in Shas, the Rosh. Let's look inside. Oh, no, one second, I have a Taisus, just a couple. Hey, hold on, I'm confusing, I'm so tense from the Rosh that I forgot about taking a Taisus. Yeah, Zok Taisus, part two. Oh, the meaning of the parabase, the ksuba is part two of Texas. That's part one. Finally, I almost had a heart attack, right? Oh, it's Baruch Machai Mason. Yeah. So, Texas is part two. Oh, the Omer, the parabase, the ksuba is Shnai Machasum al Shtar, Bo Achim, Omer, Anusim, Hoyu, Einem on him. Second guy's an Anemon. So, Gemara Sakasha, what do you mean an Anemon? Goes like this. Two guys came along and said, there was a Shtar Mekuyim, make a long story short. There was a Shtar Mekuyim, says Reuven El Shimon $1,000. Yeah, there was a Shtar Mekuyim, says Reuven El Shimon $1,000. Two Edom came along, it's a puzzle. So you have two against two. Two Edom of the Shtar, and two Edom come along and say, I knew somebody that Edom were puzzle, it wasn't a good Shtar. So what do? You say, trade, got betrayed. Muki Moin, Becheskes Mori, and what? And you can't collect the money because the star is in a deadlock. We don't know if it's a good star. So there's a major problem. But the price says ain't no money. They're not believed, which is after that what? But the star is a good star. That's the cast 22 over there. The cast 22 over there is mitzad echad when two come against two. You have a star that's mekuyim. It says Reuven Hashem $1,000. Two ain't say it's puzzle. So mitzad echad we say trade the guy betray. We don't take out the money. You can't collect with the star. On the other hand, it says in the price ain't no money. The new guys are not believed. What do you mean they're not believed? They all believe you're not collecting the money. You destroy the star. That's the steer over there. The din is trade the gabi trade, and we freeze the star. It's a chain. You state they're not believed. Not believed means that the star is a good star. It's not true. You're not collecting with the star. But what does it mean? Anyone if you're not believed, then the star continues. They are anyone. We're freezing the star. You can't collect with the star. What does it mean? Anyone. They all believe. It says Rashi over there, Chiddush. Anyone means that avada and avada is a trade. You can't go collect with the star. But they're not believed to destroy the star because it's trailer garbage trade. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, ain't a monomy, they're not a gansan believed to rip the star up. They're not a gansan believed to rip the star up. How about do they create a clash? How about do they create trade? How about do they create a deadlock? How about do you can't collect with the star? It's a real friar. So what? Well, the gabi, what is it? Ain't a monomy. The gabi, what is it that the star is still intact? Ain't a monomy means the star is still intact. But the star is not intact. And what's a friar? You can't collect. The gabi, what is the star still intact? Says Rashi over there in Ksubas, a famous Rashi, that you're allowed to grab. Ain't a money means that the star is alive enough that if you grabbed and you said, no, it's mine, so then you're allowed to grab and the visa works. So I repeat, you had a star that was mekuyim. Two Adam said it's no good. The din is a mitzvah mechavel baraya. That's the din. You can't collect the star. It says ain't a money, which means the star is still intact. The star is only intact enough that if you did a visa, it works. That means we have a case over there, to make a long story short. You have a suffix. Do I owe you money? I don't owe you money. Trade. We pass in stage two, Amos of Elriah. And it says, Ain't among them, you're not believed to rip up the star. That's my nafkamina. But my nafkamina, you don't rip up the star. Anyway, you can't collect. The answer is if I grab, talk for coin. Ain't what's in the other. That's what it means, Ain't among them. We don't rip up the star. The star is still around enough to create a suffix. What do you do in the case of a suffix? We pass in Amos of Elriah. What happens if I grab? Then I grab it and it's mine. As there's state in Rashi over there. Fix the Hakashi, you have a classic Gemara that says, before you're allowed to grab. So it's before Shigmar, you're allowed to grab. Over there, there was trade, there was a suffix, do I owe the money or not? Is the star kosher or not? We pass in, I'm going to make a very, all of our raya. And yet, ain't a monim, they're not in Gansan beliefs to destroy the star. Because if you grab, the nafkamina of keeping the star intact is not that you can go collect, because there's a deadlock on the star, there's a clash, there's a kosher. But the star is still intact. After the psakam, wait a minute. If you grab it, the grabbing is grabbing. In fact, it's a chakash. It's a steer talking water. For kain, this gemara is very, very important. It's going to come up in all the rishayim. Emphasizes tzorach lemar shetofas koidim shebo edim lifsal hashtar dahainu koidim shenel lasafik. Rule number two. Says to us, even though I pass can talk for koin but you're really not allowed to grab, that's only when you grabbed after the suffix. But if you grab before the suffix was chal, then your grabbing makes you a mozik. Fisa koidim shenoyla rasafik is a good fisa and you become a mozik. The only time we pass can fisa doesn't work is la'acha shenoyla rasafik, meaning there was a suffix and there was a mozik, and then you grabbed. Your grabbing can't change the psak. You can't grab, you can't change the mozik. But when I grabbed in a situation before the suffix was chal, there was no other sad. I want to point out to you, what should I grab? There was a good star in front of me. Isn't there a story? There was a star. The star said, you owe me money. I went and grabbed the money. Then Edom came. So at the time that the Edom came, when the suffix broke out, where was it? It was by me. And it was by me as a result of a legitimate grabbing. I grabbed it before the suffix was chal b'chal. Then avada, as I grabbing, I become a mukzik, and we say, I'm made to be chavel v'raya. As I stayed in Tosfos. How did Oyelon Tosfos? He meant to say that it was beheter? What does this mean? That because I grabbed it before the suffix, so he meant the same teretz as he said before, beheter, is that what he meant? It was b'shus. I was allowed to do it. How do I learn what Tosfos? First he says, it could be, by the way, those who want to learn that Tosfos meant, but it doesn't help for Rashi. Rashi, Tosfos is coming to answer, she does Rashi. Rashi doesn't hold that fisa beheter works. Remember? So how do I learn Tosfos? Tosfos meant to say, balvata shavot, that since you grabbed before the Edom came, so you were allowed to grab, it was beheter, you didn't do an act of zeila because you have a shtar that says you're $1,000. It's a little bit not meduric in Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't say the same word as beheter. Tosfos has a different lashon because it's fishul fish and neilat asafik. That's what Tosfos meant. That's what I learned. So there are those who learn. There are those who learn that what Tosfos meant to say was that you did the tefisa was beheter. So you become a mozik. Tosfos mashal lashon in tofas. Tosfos lashon is to tofas koidim shabo edim tahainu koidim shneilat asafik. And what he meant to say is therefore what you did a beheter. You're not a gazel. You could learn like that. You could learn like that. Or you could learn the Tosfos meant to say a very lam de shuvart. That that you can't grab is when a guy became a mozik and it was paskin on the suffix that he's the mozik. So then I can't grab from, I can't do exhale, I can't change the tfisa, etc. But if I grabbed before the suffix was chal, and the grabbing that I did was a legitimate grabbing, is bizman that I grabbed it, I wasn't doing an after exhale. I don't mean else heter. Nothing with heter, even if it's not called the heter, or even if I wouldn't hold it instead of heter. At the time that I grabbed it, there was no suffix lefanenu. When the suffix broke, where was it? It was by me. And he felt when the suffix broke was by me, I'm the mozik. Although at the time that the suffix broke out, it was by me. I didn't grab it after the suffix. If there was a suffix and there was a mozik, and he's the mozik on this suffix, we pass it that it stays by him. So then we say, you can't grab it, you can't change the psak, you can't do acts of zeila, you can't change it. What about a case that before the suffix broke out, I became a mozik already? So at the time that the suffix broke, where was it? It was by me. So that's a mozik to paskin. That could be the pshat and Tosfos, that Tosfos says he aside, that the entire sugya is where there already was a chazaka that paskin the suffix, and then you want to go change it and grab it to another muzik. In a case where I was the muzik before the suffix broke out, so then I blab the muzik, and as I grabbing can make me into a muzik. Yesh la'ayim boza hetev, what exactly Tosfos meant? We're going to come back to this Tosfos, by the way, of tisa fish and the suffix. One second. I want to learn the rush inside. We're going to come back to this Gemara Ksubas at length. I want to learn the Rosh Ksubas inside. Rosh over here, excuse me. I have 6 hours on the Rosh. And I want to leave off with 6 hours on the Rosh. Let's learn the Rosh inside. The Rosh is full of bombs, one after the other. One after the other. One after the other. One after the other. It can't get worse. I have 6 horas on the Rosh. Number one. That's when the Rosh is right. Yeah, the Rosh is Simin Yagimel. This is the famous Rosh who legs a vek, the rules of Kloli Tfisa. When you're allowed to grab, when you're not allowed to grab, let's begin the Rosh. Talk the Rosh. Lailam Amalucha Takfakoyim Atsiyin Oizim Yadayim. The tfisa lemahani el lemisha toyin bari. Tfisa only helps if you're bari. Aval koyin hazeh was grabbing it a filo achas atofas ein lo el taina shema. Hilkach mafkina levinei demukina lebecheskes marakama. I want to stop here. First of all, the Rosh over here drops a bomb that shook the entire world. The Rosh says that if you're a bari, you're allowed to grab. Din number one, earth-shattering, shocking, earthquake. The Rosh says that if you pass in our Gemara, talk for coin, matzim, you're not allowed to grab from a state of matzim, but only when you're a shema. When you're a bari, you're allowed to grab. When you're a bari, you're allowed to grab. You're allowed to grab, you're allowed to change the psak. You're allowed to do an act of gzela. You're allowed to grab. If this coin over here would have been a bari, and he would have said, ich weis, you can go in and take it, and shalom Yisrael. The big million-dollar question is, and this is the first question on the Rosh, we're going to talk about this at length, on Sunday, Monday. What's the difference if you're bari or shema? The marshal. If the pshat is that I did tfis of gzela, you don't become a tafas. Who cares if you're a bari? A. B. If the pshat is that you can't change the psak. Monthly paskin, we paskin, okay? So what, okay, if you're a bari? What's if you're a bari not? What does a bari do? It makes you into a mosik. You don't have an eden day, right? You're a bari. See, what if you're a bari or a shema? If this is a dinner, talk for kain, but see me other, you can't change the psak, you can't grab. Once he's a mosik, he's the mosik. And once we paskin like him, we paskin like him. So what if you're a bari or a shema? One of the great mysteries of Shas. What if you're a bari or a shema? All the reasons that we know till now why you can't change the psak, the generic pshat is, you can't change the psak. Once you pass him, okay? You can't grab. Fine. Pshat one. Pshat two is, it's a gzelum. We don't see you b'chal as a tofus. That's why when you do a pershul, it's better, Rashi says, or what Oman the Omer and Toises says, what's bari make a difference? You're bari, you're shem, who cares? That's question one. Big rage we're going to say on this. Says Toises, that's one. Two. Says the Rosh. We have a suffix over there, twice Lashon Rishon, the Chodesh Ibel Lasecher, twice Lashon Achav, Chodesh Ibel Lamasker. Rav Nachman Karka, Cheskes Belev Medes, and Phil Bob Sefer Chodesh, Kula Lamasker. The Avag of the Tophis Lasecher, Le Mahanyet Fisosa Misecher. Slowly. Slowly. What did the Rosh say? Have a raya. Talk for coin, matzimi yodai. Have a raya. Talk for coin, matzimi yodai. What was his raya? Because Rav Nachman over there said, he argued on Shmuel, and Rav Nachman said, Kark b'chaz b'leah, Afil b'bob b'sef b'chaydash kulu l'maskev, Afagav t'tof et sasechem, l'mahanyet fisasai, nisekem. So the Rosh, and this is our number two, bought a raya from where? But a raya from Nachman, that Nachman holds tuck for coin, what? Matzimi yodai, you can't grab. Can't grab. Fekta chakasha, where do you see that in Rav Nachman? Where do you see in Rav Nachman that tuck for coin, matzimi yodai? What did Rav Nachman say? Kakva chesbala medes. How did Tosis learn kakva chesbala medes from Nachman? How did Tosis say? You can't make a tzis on karka because karka is always where it is. You can't take karka. So then there's no raya from Nachman. What did he bring a raya from Nachman? What did he find from Nachman? He found from Nachman a raya that talked for koyim with tzimi. By the way, this Rosh is a Rosh of psukim. It's a Rosh of halacha. The Rosh is saying that what? The Rosh is saying it's a halacha shaila. What's the Rosh saying? The Rosh is coming to know, I want rayas. How do we pass him? Are you allowed to grab? You're not allowed to grab, correct? So what does the Rosh say? The Rosh says, I have a raya from Nachman. It's a raya from Nachman. Why? Because the guy came at the end of the month. We don't say what's about raya. Where's there raya? Talk for kovat tivi yodai. He didn't grab over there. Karka, you can't grab. There's a chayav late toisvus. The chayav late toisvus. There's no raya from there. B'chol. They don't agree. There's no raya. There's no raya from the Nachman. Nachman didn't say anything. Nachman, maybe allowed to grab. So he didn't grab the karka. If I don't like Rashi over there, it's a lot better. Agreed. According to Rashi, what did Nachman say? Nachman didn't say you can't grab. Because what did Shmuel say according to Rashi? Shmuel said, you're asking for money. I'm asking for a raya. Finished. What did Nachman answer back? Karka b'chaz. Who's talking about the karka? We're talking about the money. Elamai. And Nachman said that the shirish of the suffix over here is not the money. The shirish of the is the karka. Fek the Rosh. What do you mean? But I grabbed the karka already. I already took the karka. I already sat there for a month. So he bought a raya from Nachman that took for koyim and see me other. Is that a little in this morning? They have a bomb kasha. What did he find out of Nachman? The Rosh over here in Hilchos Psak is coming to bring rayas that you're not allowed to grab. Where did he bring a raya from? From Nachman? Where's the raya from? Rav Nachman said, karka b'chaz. I'll tell you why, because that's not called grabbing. Karka, you can't grab. Well, that's all Tosfos learns. You can't grab karka. You can't grab karka. It's not a rise to the topic of talk for koyim, matzian, and matzian. Elamai, stating the Rosh, that what are we going to say? I'm suggesting that he learned like Rashi. The Ranachman didn't come along and say that you can't grab karka. The Ranachman came along and said that the karka is because it's balea. You can't go ahead and say I'm wasting my chavraya because the topic is not the money, the topic is the karka. I fricked the Rosh. What do you mean the topic is the karka? But the guy grabbed the karka already. A month went by and he sat there. So the raya for Rav Nachman was a complicated raya. How could Rav Nachman answer back to Shmuel and say that we can't say I'm wasting mechavel v'raya on the money because the topic's not the money, the topic's the karka. And on the karka, no, let us off like a month ago and we passed in Morakama, but the guy grabbed it already. He already took the karka of the month. Elamayat v'raya, took for coin, but to be other, you can't grab it. But that's only if I learn the sugi over there like Rashi. And the machlekes of Nachman and Shmuel is about this topic of whether the topic is the money, like Shmuel holds, or the topic is the karka, like Rav Nachman holds. So then the Rosh had a kasha. What are you, Rav Nachman, coming along and hacking with the karka? What are you, Rav Nachman, coming along and telling with the karka? How late the guy grabbed the karka already? He already took the karka. He sat there for a month. Elma, you can't grab it. That's only if I learned that that's the pshat of Rav Nachman. If I learned the pshat of Rav Nachman, like the simple pshat, which is the simple pshat is that you can't grab karka b'chal, so you can't do a pool of tfisa, so then there's no raya for Rav Nachman b'chal. That's kasha, that's horror number two. So horror number one is, out of the six horrors, horror number one is, what's horror number one? Horror number is, why does Bari work? Horror number two is, what did he learn from Rav Nachman? Where in Rav Nachman do you see that you can't grab? Rav Nachman said a different thing. Rav Nachman said karka. Unless you tell me a whole pill, I just said a whole shtickle teira. That he meant to say like Rashi, that where Rav Nachman responded was that the topic's not the money, the topic's the karka, even though the guy grabbed the karka. But if I learned the Pashim Shad of Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman came along and said that the karka you can't grab, then there's no raya for Rav Nachman to the topic of talk for crime. Continues the Rosh and says, Mandi Omar Hossa, Boba Sefer Chayde Eshel Secher. Now we start. In the next line, you'll see that it can't be that he holds like Rashi, obviously. But that, I said it anyway, okay? That's it. Now we continue. Power number one is why does Bari help? Power number two is where is the arrival from Nachman? Let's go weiter. Factor Rosh, Umadiyam Hossam Baba Sefer Chodesh Osecher. Factor Rosh, what's he asking now? This is Kasha. How could Shmuel say, I you grabbed? What did I grab? What's all you grabbed? Now he asks from Shmuel. Now he asks this kasha. What's this kasha from Shmuel? Where did Shmuel say you grabbed? Terrence is the Rosh Lan Shmuel, not like Rashi. The Rosh Lan Shmuel, that what? He said, if Rosh Lan is not on the money, he's going on the what? On the Tfisa, right? What's he learning? That the word is that it's not the Shmuel said, we're going on the karka. We're going on the karka, and you grabbed the karka. Frick there, if the pshat and Shmuel is because you grabbed the karka, so you see that talk for koi, but see the other, what I do with Shmuel? He learned beforeish that the pshat and Shmuel is, like Tosfos learned, not the way Rashi learned. He learned the pshat and Shmuel is that's not going on the money, it's going on the karka. He agrees that it was no let us off yesterday. Just the pshat is you grabbed the karka. So I see in Shmuel that you're allowed to grab karka. I see that you're allowed to do talk for koi, but see the other. What does he answer? He answers, no, you know what the pshat and Shmuel is? Not because you can grab the karka. Chas v'shalom, talk for karma to me other. You can't grab the usage. El asava v'dalei bo atzei v'chadish, since you waited a whole month to come. Vade oida oidalei, it's for sure you were moida shal ashana hiskira, you were moida that it was for a year and not for the months. If you vowed you were moida, therefore the masker loses the money. You know what I mean, sir? Oy vey 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 vey. One of the great tragedies of Jewish history. Fek the Rosh, have a kasha for Shmuel? How could Shmuel say, well, Raya, the money doesn't interest me, like we said yesterday. The karka you grab, he's the Morakama. You can't grab the karka. So what does he answer? He says, no, you know the pshat Shmuel over there is? Not because I was going to go Raya. The reason is why? It's Maida! You waited a whole month to come. You're Maida, that other guy's right. In the middle, that's why Shmuel says, I was going to go Raya. So I have four kashas on that. First of all, how could you say that the pshat and Shmuel, why at the end of the month I don't have to pay, is because of why? Because if I do, the Gemara says toughest. The reason is because it's toughest by you. So for a Gemara over there, that's Kupes of a base. When the Gemara fears I pshat and Shmuel, the Gemara says because you're toughest. Because it's by you, that's Aleph. So catastrophe number one is that if the pshat and Shmuel, the difference between the beginning of the month and the end of the month is because when I waited a whole month to come, I was moida. So the first question is, the Gemara over there says that the time of Shmuel is because of toughest. Because it's by me, that's Aleph. Kasha number one. A catastrophe. Kasha number two is obvious, which you could faint from. Is that the reason why it works is because of the guy who was Maida. What did he do in the middle of the month? He was Maida that for half a month this and half a month that. How does Emes of the Chodesh work? How's it work? Like, a kasha, you can cry. Tosfos has a kasha, the Rosh has Tosfos kasha. Why do we say we took of raya to the Seicher? I grabbed the month. I mean, to talk about the karka, not about the money. We're over. So what does the Rosh say? A shocking terror. No, if you waited the whole month to come, you were made. Well, you made it. You made it that you don't owe me the money. And what about in the middle of the month? And I say, in the middle of the month, what do you made it to exactly? You owe the money, you don't owe the money. It's a month. They didn't make up half a month. So why is the Achleik in the middle of the month? I was made it to half a month? What does that mean? Either I was made it that you owe the dinner or you don't owe the dinner. Kasha 3. The Chlal, how could you be made over there? Tveis Losh HaRishon, Tveis Losh HaNachman is a Sveik of the Dima. It's not a Sofik in Mitzias. Tveis Losh HaRishon, Tveis Losh HaNachman is a Sofik in Halacha and Hilchos Dibur. We hop onto the first thing and hop onto the second thing. Your Haidah has no meaning, Bechal, because you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what the Halacha is. So what were you made to? And question number 4, Baal Kulam is a catastrophe. Shalai Kedug Masu, Mashi Shua Benun. If the pshat of Shmuel is because when the guy came at the end of the month he was moida, so what did Nachman argue? And Nachman gets up and says, "Karkov Ches Gvalda Amedes." Who cares? It says Taisus talk for Koyim Mitzvah Yoda. What do you mean the guy was moida? What in the world is going on here? 4 kashas on this part. Kasha 1 is the Gemara says that the pshat of Shmuel is not because of Hidal, it's because of Mitzvah Raya. Kasha 2 is that Bichlal, how could it be in the middle of the month you're moida? Either you owe the dinner or you don't owe the dinner. There's no argument about a half. Either it's yeah or it's not. Kasha 3, how can you be moida when it's a sveik at the dina? They're not arguing Messias. The suffix over there is a suffix in halacha. And fourth of all, if takad of shad is haidah, so what do Nachman argue? What do Nachman come back and say? Karka b'cheskis b'alem edes, who cares? Adova neyu neroyis. We have 6 horrors here on the rush. 1, why does Bari work? 2, what was the raya from Nachman? Nachman said something else. Unless you say like Rashi. But you see, he doesn't look like Rashi because the next line he learns like Tosfos. The topic of the Gemara, Shmuel is also made that the karka is called Gechapt. So what did he answer back? That's 2. 3. 3. If it's a Haidah, so the Gemara over there says it's because of Tofus. 4. If it's because of Haidah, what do you do in the middle of the month? 5. If it's because of Haidah, it's a Sveik of the Deen over there, there's nothing to do with Haidah. 6. What else? Nachman, if it's Haidah, it's Haidah, make up your mind. Those are the 6 kashas on the rush. We're going to spend the next few days saying Barachov and Gedolah, what the terrors of this kash is. Everything else is a regular schedule. I think we'll do another Chazorah Shir tomorrow. I think it's important. We've said a lot of raid this week, confusing raid. Sometime between 10 o'clock and 11:30. As usual.